This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding delegation-level talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasamy in Colombo. The talks aim to strengthen bilateral ties, especially in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity, digitalization and defence. Earlier this morning, the Prime Minister was accorded the ceremonial welcome in Colombo this morning. Mr. Modi arrived in the Sri Lankan capital last evening for a three-day state visit to the island nation. Prime Minister Modi landed in Colombo to a rousing welcome as top ministers from President Dissanayake's cabinet received him at the Bandaranaike International Airport. Mr. Modi is the first foreign head of the government to visit Sri Lanka since President Dissanayake assumed office in September last year. He received a ceremonial welcome a short while ago. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to two bills, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 and the Boilers Bill 2024. The Immigration and Foreigners Bill seeks to regulate the immigration, entry and stay of foreigners in India. This act repeals four earlier acts, the Passport Entry into India Act, the Registration of Foreigners Act, the Foreigners Act and the Immigration Carriers Liability Act. The Boilers Bill seeks to regulate boilers and ensure the safety of life and property from the danger of steam boiler explosions. It repeals a century-old Boilers Act of 1923. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum Festival in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Shah reached Raipur last evening on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh. Mr. Shah will also chair a review meeting in Raipur today on the anti-Naxal operations. On National Maritime Day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled India's rich maritime history. Sharing a video in a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted the role played by the maritime sector in nation building. He further asserted that the government will continue to strengthen the maritime sector and ports for India's progress. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal flagged off the Maritime Awareness Walkathon commemorating the day in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal said, India's maritime sector is a key pillar of the nation's economy with a glorious history spanning several millennia. He also highlighted that every citizen of the country must contribute and play their role in making India a developed nation.
युवा शक्ति महाशक्ति और आज एक मैरीटाइम नेशन होने के नाते हम लोगों ने महसूस की है हमें अलग अलग वर्टिकल पे कितना काम करनी है अगर दुनिया की सबसे शक्तिशाली मैरीटाइम नेशन के हिसाब से अपना पहचान बनाना है तो निश्चित रूप से आज की युवा को विशेष भूमिका पालन करना होगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Deputy Prime Minister of the country, Babu Jagjivan Ram, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Jagjivan Ram's lifelong struggle for the rights of the deprived and the oppressed will always remain a source of inspiration. The birth anniversary of the prominent socialist leader is celebrated as Samata Divas. Popularly known as Babuji, Jagjivan Ram was a freedom fighter, champion of depressed classes, distinguished union minister and a great orator. The High Commission of India in Ottawa has confirmed the death of an Indian national due to stabbing in Canada's Rockland area. Expressing grief over the incident in a social media post, the commission said that one suspect has been arrested by the police. It further assured that it is in close contact with a local community association to provide all possible assistance to the bereaved family. The Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over parts of northwest India during the next 4 to 5 days. Heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over isolated places in Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days and in Delhi, Haryana, Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Gujarat till the 9th of this month. In IPL cricket, two matches will be played today. In the first match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at 3:30 p.m. in Chennai, while Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Chandigarh. In shooting, India's Sifth Kaur Samra has clinched gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. Sifth delivered a composed and clinical performance in the final, winning her first World Cup gold with a score of 458.6. And that is the end of this news bulletin.